Recorded live.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Kingdom Message. I'm your host, Reverend Stephen Michael. We'll be joined today by Pastor Les Boyle. And Pastor Les, welcome on the line. And we have a good one today. Our topic is God's Law is Scientific and Why We Need Jesus Christ. Yes, our nations have fallen into a sad state of affairs, but not only our nations, but those around us. The reason for this message is for us to prepare, because the judgment cannot be escaped. And we are seeing Yahweh's word be fulfilled before our very eyes. And this is getting to levels of rebellion in our nation that, as it says in the scriptures, that if we fail to praise him, that the very rocks will cry out. And right now, the seismic activity reports around the world have been for over a month off the charts, totally off the charts. Normally, you'd see a little tiny blip here, little tiny blip there. But if you go on ChristAssembly.com, you can see you can link in right to the official servers. You can see the last 60 minutes, all the activity, and every single server in every single region that's monitoring seismic activity in the entire world, you can see them all there, and they're all been completely off the chart for the last few weeks, and they were starting to go, people were going crazy over them about a month ago when they were starting to show a little activity, but now they're just completely off the charts, as Yahweh has told us. The rocks, the stones, they will cry out. It is ringing. The whole earth right now is ringing. And if people don't wake up and start to praise him, I don't know when they will. They better to hold back these rocks. The magma, the volcanoes erupting around the world, the volcanic activity is unbelievable all around the world right now. You can look up all the volcanic activity as well. It's the earth is saying that we've had it. Now, the subject today wasn't just to get into that, but with the earthquake that hit, like we were going to discuss this week, was God's law is scientific, and why we need Jesus Christ, because of the coming plagues and all the legal rights that satanic forces have to destroy all the people who have rejected Jesus Christ. And people are putting themselves under such curses. They're putting themselves, by rejecting Jesus Christ in major ways nationally, under all, every plague you can imagine is now allowed to happen to them. If you look back in the Old Testament, what happened when people just were in rebellion against the law? That complete cities or complete portions of villages, at least, were swallowed up by the earth immediately in judgment. And now, when people have rejected Jesus Christ, we know that even now, you know, Christ even said, "Repent or perish." You know, he's telling his people to repent of their sins, repent of their transgressions. So after you've received Christ, and this is what Paul said as well, repent or perish. It's all through the New Testament. That if you don't repent, you're going to perish. Because God's law is scientific. 1 John 3:4, it tells us what sin is that we're to repent of. 1 John 3:4, it says, sin is transgression of the law. And that's what we're to repent of, is when all the law that we might be breaking. And that is sin. And he said, if you're breaking it, you're going to perish. You got to repent of it. That's for people who are saved. But yes, imagine what the people are going to go through who have rejected him. Well, the scripture tells us what is in store. And it's a grievous thing. If you turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10, we need to be having conferences on this around the world. We have plans right now, the Christ Assembly, in every city around the world where we can go and have, and to call these programs of announcing God's law as scientific, that we can call these conferences and seminars in every major newspaper and get people in the door to these things, and for people to learn God's law is scientific and why we need Jesus Christ and why we need to prepare. If you want help also just to establish the conference in your local area, if you're praying for your people around you, like the scripture says, to be a watchman on the wall in your city, then you can contact us. We'll give you a program that you can use and some advice in writing a full conference and how to get the people there. It might take a little money to get this advertisement out, but you can also get creative in getting people to come out as well. We have a few tips, but it all depends how much you want to stick out like a sore thumb. But I think the best way is in the major newspapers, running the advertisements that way with the topic, God's law is scientific and why you need Jesus Christ. Turn with me in your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 10. And turn with me to those who reject Jesus Christ. What's going to happen to them? What is just on top of them? Hebrews chapter 10, turn to verse 29. Let's say verse 28. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot. Here it says, those who have trodden, who have rejected our Savior, trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified. Yes, our nations are sanctified. We are the only people, the only peoples who are so blessed and sanctified above all the other nations of the world, because we're the most predominant Christian peoples, Christian nations, through the blood of Jesus Christ, is the most major religion in our nations. But despising that blood, which is going on right now in an insane way, and hatred for the Son of God going on right now. And the here's what it says can be happening, and this is something we need to be sounding the alarm over, because people are with all blasphemies in major ways ever before, right here. They're actually trying to trodden underfoot the Son of God, and had counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing. They have a contempt and hatred against Jesus Christ, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. They think, oh yes, we have all this grace and all this opportunity and so forth. Their pride in man, and no. Verse 30, it tells us, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith Yahweh. And again, Yahweh shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So here we have, that's to the people who rejected the blood of Yeshua, that which kept the mercy over them. It's a very dangerous thing. And that is the only thing that's causing the world problems right now. Is okay, we might have had curses going on because we're falling away from his law. But now, as people have in mass rejected Yahshua, Jesus Christ, we are seeing it to go to a much higher scale, where nothing can hold it back. The Holy Spirit cannot be somewhere when there's total hatred against Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and openly promoted. We have to stand up for him and be proud, and to be counted if necessary for our faith, and be proud of our beliefs in him. And we're to be a fire in these end time days, not to be lukewarm. There it says that the lukewarm, he wants to spit you out of his mouth. You have to be hot or cold. So we're looking at right now the scriptures are about to be fulfilled as far as the earthquakes in diverse places. As Matthew 24, it leads up to the event that we will be a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Witness of the kingdom to all nations, and then the end shall come. He says he's by the washing of the water of his word, going to make us into a church that's without spot or wrinkle. And right now, that's what's going on. There might be some refining going on. We might be going through trials. We might be encouraged because we're becoming that church. We have the Sabbath, which is a time that we have victory, and it's a time of rehearsal every seventh day of the week. And we are able to take part in the rehearsal of his millennial reign, and where Satan is completely defeated. There's more legal rights and more power on this day than other days, and it's a day to really rejoice and enjoy his great work and his grace, to have fellowship more on this day, to have more potlucks and have more get-togethers, doing more things with your family, going to the climax time of the week, to have all the work done that need to be done so you can then enjoy the finished work. And there are spiritual things behind this all as well, which are part of other studies. You can get many different studies through the website under Restoration Ministries, Pastor Leroy Crouch, which goes into the spiritual types and shadows in the scripture about the Sabbath. And we also weekly try to cover quite a few of these as well when it's on the topic. And you can get the archives through TalkShoe. I don't know how much longer this all will be available because of the great seismic activity going on around the world. And like as you can see in Japan, and all the volcanoes erupting. But they're there now. We should act like we're on borrowed time. Be ready, be preparing, be having those emergency kits ready, those evacuation plans. You can go on the front page of our website, and you can see what the Navy has demonstrated when that fault line, the Madrid fault line, goes up, that Florida will be completely gone, huge eastern part of Texas, all the water will be all the way up in there, the whole continent will be changed, California will be gone, and that's a situation could be soon happening here. And we have to be prepared and ready, and ready to rebuild as well, ready to be leaders when this all comes about. And it might have to start right now with doing our duty to warn others and to show Israel their sins. And this is what he's always given us to do. I'm not an alarmist, but there are times where we're commanded to sound the alarm. And we are to warn when we see the trouble coming. We would like, if you would contact us, there's a few strategic places to hold these conferences on God's law being scientific. And if you want to be a part of this, please do contact us. If you want to be a speaker, also, that is welcome. we are looking at several strategic places to do these conferences on God's law being scientific. There's a number of topics we could cover, including even things such as the scientific reasons of pork being terrible. There's so many different things we could cover that prove God's law is scientific. And these are topics that people need to hear, and they need to get in line, or they're going to be dead. We're just going to be talking about Moses' law, but then we're going to have to get into Yeshua and why, if you don't have him, you're going back under the old law, because it's only him and all the punishments, because it's only him that can save you. Isn't that right, Pastor Les?
That is right, yes.
It's a dangerous place. Is it not also dangerous, Pastor Les, for Christians who are saved to rebel from the law of Yahweh?
That's even more dangerous.
That might even be more dangerous. Wow. Yeah, that could be true, because we're the ones that he's dealing with, and as far as if your eternal salvation and place in the kingdom, you know, it says our God is a consuming fire, and he's going to turn up the heat. Maybe we'll go through a trial, and if we're not repenting and turning to him, that's right, it says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, so it could be even worse than devil worship if people start getting into disobeying his law. It says they don't even know him. He says you don't even know him, and you're a liar if you say you know him. If you violate his, if you teach men and you don't keep any of his commandments, and you are bold-faced saying that you can just continue on disobeying his law, and that's the way you're going to stay. That's what it's basically saying. It's not saying that you're perfect, because, you know, churches these days say, oh, you have to be perfect, and if you fail, then you have to get out of the church. But we're not saying that at all. We're saying you have to be repenting and turning and growing, because he came to save those sinners out of their sins and get them to stop sinning. And he didn't come to those who are perfect at all, and that's all part of the message. We have to reach out to them. We have to. This is a chance, an opportunity that we're supposed to do what we're called to do. And maybe we can get some others to prepare. Maybe we can get some brought to Yeshua, Jesus Christ, by showing the scientific proof of God's law. I'll just cover a few things here. For example, the scripture says a shellfish is an abomination unto you, unto your flesh. Okay, and even the FDA has come out on TV and admitted that shellfish is the most toxic, poisonous food on the planet. They only eat, they only ingest the toxins out of the sea. And there's nothing good for anyone's body. Even the best oncologists for cancer treatment and so forth, they will tell their patients to stop eating pork and shellfish while they're going through the chemo and whatnot. There's so much proof on the shellfish angle, how people get so sick and so forth. But you can go in easily with pork to prove how that is totally scientifically proven, unbelievable abomination unto you. It doesn't matter how much you refrigerate it, how much you feed it, what you feed it, whatever you do to the pork, it's still an abomination unto your body. He never declared it to be clean. He said, what I've declared to be clean is clean, but he never declared the pigs to be clean. But there's these churches that say, oh, he declared them to be clean. No. Where did he say that? Never. He said it unclean many, many, many times. And I am Yahweh, I change it not. Okay, well, his law doesn't change either. He said not even the periods and the commas will pass from the law, even after heaven and earth passes away. And he said that the pork, the pigs are unclean. If they're dead pigs, alive pigs, maybe they won't kill you, but they're also not very healthy to roll around with them or anything. But the proof on the pigs is very clear. If you get out any ambulance technician manual, almost any, they might have different ones here or there, but it says right in there that 90% of all 911 calls for food poisoning is from undercooked pork. So they're out there pumping people's stomachs and going, you know, crazy, you know, trying to save people's lives. 90% of the food poisoning calls on undercooked pork. But I can tell you, it doesn't matter. They've done studies where they cook the pork until it's burned up into a hockey puck and they still have live chinchilla worms totally ready to wreak havoc and cause the arthritis in people's bodies, to cause the all the many infections it can cause, and everything, all the every kind of disorder all the way up the line has been traced to these parasites that are in the pigs. And people are just eating it. You can even just touch it. It says don't even touch the dead animals that are unclean. You can touch these dead animals, and you can have someone who's preparing the food touching it, and then they touch your food, and they can bring those parasites and bacteria and the acidity onto your food. And all these acids, because you can even, anybody can see the pH levels, cause cancer, cause disease, cause infections, all the way down the line. And they can always check the acidity of pork and how acidic this stuff is, and whatever it touches turns acidic. And we can go on and on about the pork. It's, you know, most medical books will say that pork is 10 times more toxic than any other meat. The comparing it to cow or anything else, the toxic levels would never even be touched by other animals. And we have to bring these truths out to people to save them in these times, or they're just going to just be dropping like flies. I mean, I think within the next few weeks, people are going to be more dropping like flies. And here we are, you know, this is what I was saying and planning for the sermon this week. And then long and behold, we saw this huge tsunami just wipe out, bring all these houses and everything over 10 miles inshore in Japan. And now they have a Chernobyl on hand, like a nuclear plant. It's totally just destroyed. And everything is gone crazy there in Japan. But that was easy to predict. This is all coming. And I wasn't looking into any of that, but we're just trying to cover what the word of Yahweh says. And the Spirit is moving as those of us who are under the shadow of his wings. We've covered that. You know, the feast and the Sabbath, it says, are the shadows of his wings. That's what it says. And you're to abide under the shadows of his wings. And then you can read Psalms 91 and see that the pestilence and the terror by night, all those things, you'll be protected. And we're to stay in obedience is a... His law and his word is a light to our path. His word and his law. When in the Old Testament, anytime you saw the word, even in the New Testament, all those people who lived in New Testament times, where it talks about the word of Yahweh, they always understood that was the law of Moses. And we know none of it is going to pass away. Not even one jot or one tittle. It says not even till all the prophets are fulfilled, all the laws, of the national laws and everything else in those laws which have never been fulfilled. And all those prophecies are fulfilled. And then just some periods and commas are allowed to pass away. But we're still waiting for the new heavens and the new earth. We're still waiting for all flesh to worship before him on the seventh day, like it says. They will do from one new moon to another and one Sabbath to another. And that after Egypt is refusing to come up for the Feast of Tabernacles and he takes the rain away from the land, after the new heavens and the new earth and reestablished earth with his law, and all the many, many end time prophecies that still haven't been fulfilled, and then we can start looking at some jots and tittles. But it doesn't even say after the heavens and earth will pass away that there will be any change. So we have to realize sin is never any good. 1 John 3:4, we know sin is transgression of the law. Pastor Les.
Yeah.
The transgression of the law. That's sin, is that not?
That's what Scripture says. Only definition I know.
And we're told to repent of sin. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what are the churches saying now today? Just to go on sinning.
Well, yeah, they.
I mean, basically, that's what they're saying. And what we just read is,
if they were not under the law, because they don't know the definition of sin. They think sin is, you know, lusting after your neighbor's wife, or drinking, or gambling, or taking drugs. And that's about the only kind of sins they know, and getting mad at somebody or hitting somebody. Or, you know, those are man's sins, his idea of sin, but they don't know what the Bible says is sin.
Right. Well, but doesn't it say that they who teach men to break my commandments, even the least of my commandments, Jesus said, if they teach men to even break those small commandments, that they'll be called the least in the kingdom of heaven?
That's right.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. Yeah. And chances are they won't even get in the kingdom, huh? So we have to get people to realize that his law is scientific, because that will get everybody in line. That is the matter.
You have to be more righteous than the Pharisees. They kept the law.
That's right.
They were hypocrites, because they kept it without any love. They did it to be seen of men and to appear righteous.
Yeah. He said, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not in any case enter the kingdom of heaven. There's not one point in their life that you can enter the kingdom unless your righteousness, that word righteousness, and even the Baptist dictionary says it's law-keeping. If your law-keeping does not exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. The thing is, they had what was called the Talmud. And Yahshua said that they reject the law of Moses. He said all those Pharisees are rejecting the law of Moses by their man-made traditions of men, that the book of the Talmud from Babylon. And he said that by their traditions, yes, they have total contempt for the law of Moses. He said that the scribes and Pharisees say you should tithe the mint and the cumin. He said that, but they omit the weightier matters of the law, like justice and mercy. And he said because they omit those weightier matters, that is a problem for them. But he said, for those of us, we need to not leave the other things undone, that is tithing, the mint, and the cumin, even the small parts of the law. Jesus said we are not to leave those parts undone. Did he not, Pastor Les?
That's exactly what he said. Well, that worked.
We have to go with exactly what he said. This is the word of Yahweh. This is the tree of life. This is Yahshua. His word became flesh. He is the word. We need to realize he is the Savior. And if we don't have exactly what he said, which is preserved for us in the original Hebrew and Greek, his message directly to us, his people, we have a problem, and we won't make it. Because every word, it says we live by every word of God. And we will live, and we will have prosperity, or we'll be lacking the life in some area, or lacking that prosperity in every area of life, if we're not living by every word. So it's important to realize that the word is the literal God in our life, Yahweh in our life. And if we want to have that connection, we have his word that's here for us. So this is all part of it, the law being scientific, and that why we need Jesus, why our nations need Yahshua. And we're ready to have these seminars around the world. We have a few strategic places at least to cover, and we need some help with this, because we have to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. We can't just go out there and do things. We need offerings. We need people to come forward and to help us fund these conferences. We can't do anything, because it's not about one person. It's not about one man or two men or whoever. It takes a whole community to make offerings and to make this all come about. And through the washing of the water of the word, we'll eventually be made a church without spot or wrinkle, saith the word of Yahweh. And we're to be a church. We're to be an assembly, wherever we might be. We're to raise up the witness, that, like we have said today, that through the rejection of Yahshua, all those curses and all those plagues are coming on. And we're seeing, as Yahshua said, that even the rocks will cry out. We're seeing the greatest seismic activity. The whole earth is ringing right now for over a month. Until now, we got this great earthquake, and it's still, all the charts of all the seismic servers around the world are completely off the charts. It's been that way for almost a month. And it was really, everybody was on alert when you saw those seismic charts go just a little bit, just a month ago. You can go on YouTube, do some searches on that. And you can also go directly to those servers. You can go on ChristAssembly.com, and you can see on the front page the link directly to watch every 60 minutes, actually every 30 minutes. You can see the updates, and it's off the charts, the seismic activity. And it's like the time of Moses, where those who rebelled against him, the whole you know, houses and parts of villages being totally swallowed up into the earth. And we're not entitled to anything better than that. And in fact, as we read, that it's a fearful thing to fall into his hands, especially those who trampled under that blood of the covenant, as we read in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29 and 30 and 31. And yes, we need to be sounding the alarm. We need to be, and this is something we can do by these proposed conferences, that we would have a seminar, call it in the local newspapers, to just put a small advertisement in the newspaper. Most of these, what we're looking at, would cost on the matter of about $2,000 to $3,000, just to get it properly advertised and to get people to have a substantial amount of people come out and to make the impact, what we're looking at, and each area, and this would require people to come forward and make an offering, and to put it towards a conference on God's law being scientific and why we need Jesus Christ. Because we can go on all day about many different aspects, and we want to invite speakers because we're all part of his church equally. We're all stones in his living church. It's not about one man or one person. We are all part of it. We all need to come out, and everybody, and we can in these advertisements, ask for building additional people in your local area too. We're wanting to help you in your local area and give advice, and we suggest doing this, and we have the websites to catapult this, and that is to send people to the website that where they can fill in a application form if they want to be a speaker to these events. And the right people who fill in the right information about God's law, if they would be a good speaker, we can select them and get them involved. And we have a great calling to do. So in these days, we're to be a watchman on the wall and not to be silent, but to blow the trumpet in Zion. And all of our Christian people and our nations that have rebelled, these are all little Zions. And we're all together working. We all fit together as his temple, and we're to make this calling out to assembly. And that we pray that each area, people get their assemblies growing, and this is one way to do it. Well, I want to open the lines. If anyone wants to comment or has any questions, we'd like to take those. The number to call, area code 724-444-7444, and call ID number is 73940. Anyone listening in, you can also go into the TalkShoe chat room. If you open from the front page, select the TalkShoe, and you can enter right in. I'd like to call some of these seminars, some of these conferences within the next week to at least have the advertisements in, sending people in to apply to be speakers on the subject of God's law being scientific. And then we can get this really going full steam. And if you want to just do it in your home area, we can support you in that. We can all work together and get more done. One can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. So if we got many of us all working together, imagine what we can do. And that's what it's all about. We will chase them, is what it says, his enemies. And we have all the victory. We're waiting for, as he has told us, that we'll be a witness of the kingdom, and then the end shall come. So it's great to have you on, Pastor Les, and everyone else who's united, also together praying with us and listening in with us this Sabbath. Those who are on ChristAssembly.com or who are in the chat room or who are listening by the download archives, may Yahweh bless each and every one of you. I'm going to look if there are any questions, and if there's any comments, it's all welcome at this time. We'll be taking any questions at this time. Okay, welcome, Arzaya. Do you have a question or a comment for us? I think Arzaya is not online with the audio. I can't hear anything here. But welcome. Our subject today is God's law is scientific, and we're about to come to the final 10 minutes. And in the meantime, let's read, if Pastor Les, if you will read Psalms 91, as we covered that we are under the shadow of his wings. The shadow being shadow of his wings. So we've covered in several studies all saying that his feasts and his Sabbaths are the shadow of his wings. Pastor Les, will you please?
The secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, El Shaddai. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High Elyon, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation, my Yeshua. Steve, you still there?
Yes, I was wanting to bring out that the shadows of his wings we had covered, and it's very clear in the scripture. It says that his feasts and Sabbaths are shadows of things to come, and the substance being Christ. Is that not an exact quote, Pastor Les, from the King James?
Yeah.
That the... It says that the holy days are shadows of things to come, and the substance is Christ. Colossians, in the book of Colossians, it says this. And it says, let no man judge you for obeying the law. It doesn't say let no man judge you for disobedience. It says that sin is transgression of the law. And that many times it says that this is eternal. The difference between the Old and New Covenant is now we have the blood of Yahshua instead of the blood of the bulls and goats, which is a much better promise, and we don't have all the curses impending upon us for when we fall short. But we will have the mercy to come and confess our sins. And then he will be faithful and just to wash us and cleanse us of all sin and unrighteousness. He sees our hearts if we are really that humble to do all that he would have us to do. And if we've gotten to that point, many people have not reached that point. I pray it doesn't happen only through this great end times. But I do hope that people will get with the program now. Let his fire work in us now. It says he'll baptize us with fire, and that we through much tribulation shall enter the kingdom, and that we can enter the kingdom now, and that he has already in the spiritual realm and legal realm He has delivered us from the authority of darkness and transferred us, it says he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And as we pray, his kingdom come and his will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. We are ambassadors and we are enforcers as we're occupying till he comes, until we are a witness of all nations, a witness of the kingdom to all nations, and then the end shall come. So let's pray that we can continue with his law, because there is no kingdom without law, or our king, Yeshua, or his territories, or his people. And all those factors are always involved in kingdoms, and so we should realize that as we seek it first. And now we have, in the new covenant, ability to go directly into the Holy of Holies. We're all now like high priests, and we can all reach him directly in prayer. And there's so many greater promises that we have in Yeshua, that it would be a terrible thing and a terrible problem that people are going to have as they reject our Savior. So let's pray for them. Let's pray for mercy upon the people in the world who do believe in him and that they've gone into rebellion, that they can come back and that they can repent. Yeshua said, repent or perish. And as Paul said, they must repent or perish. So let's pray that they find his law, they turn around their thinking, they repent of sin. Sin is transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4. This is the situation. They didn't even doubt that anything about the law in the when they were in the New Testament times. When you said it was the scriptures, they knew that was the Old Testament. When you said the word of Yahweh, they knew that was the law of Moses. There was no doubt in their mind. They didn't think of some, you know, bizarre thing like they're thinking today, making up things as you go along. And the only way that the Holy Spirit can work is through praising the Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and the word of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the word made flesh, is his law. And we have to really not be guilty of taking from or adding to his word. And we can make it if we stick with his literal word. And we stick with it, his word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We'll make it through these times. Everyone, I hope you prepare. We're looking at some major things coming down the pike. This is a time to think of also being a leader, because at any time, this could be the end. We're not promised tomorrow. So, everyone, I hope you have your emergency kits ready and so forth, ready for anything. Do check out on the front page of ChristAssembly.com what is coming down the pike and what's happening right now. The earth is ringing right now. So, pray and be ready. This is it. This is the time to realize we are in the time that we must count these days as borrowed time more now than ever, and to sound a witness to all nations. So if you want to join with us in these conferences, do send an email. minister@christassembly.com is the email address. Again, it's minister@christassembly.com. You can contact us. We can talk about programs and about getting this forward within the next few weeks. And these conferences launched. And we have a good program for that to come about, and all the resources. So we'll have to conclude then. It's been great having you on, Pastor Les. Let's get into intercessory prayer then, for our people and the world to repent and to come back to Yeshua most of all. That is the source of where all these plagues can be stopped, and that at least in our personal lives we can get some protection But here we have, it's all coming down. And he will save us. I pray that we abide under the shadow of his wings, as Psalms 91 says. And let's stand on all the promises, all the legal rights, to have the victory. There's many promises of victory still in store for his church. Praise Yahweh. And until next week, have a great week. Bye-bye.